This recording, Ontario 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Canada's interesting because we are known to be, I guess I would even use conservative and boring, which is kind of sad, but that's, I think, how we look at each other. We lack the fire and the go for freedom that Americans have, I think, so I find that frustrating. And it's weird because our country is gargantuan, and there's 26 million of us, and you guys had that, what, in Michigan? So that's what's weird about, I guess, part of being in Canada. But it's gorgeous. If they said you can't go anywhere out of your country for the rest of your life, I would pick Canada just because it's absolutely stunning. I went to University of Windsor, which is in Windsor, not terribly big, but it had a good engineering program, and they were doing a big push for getting women in engineering. And I fell for it and went. I have no idea why I went there, but it was a good party for 4 years. Food, well, we got everything to think of. We got every kind of restaurant you possibly want. I'm not in Windsor as much as Kingsville. What we're lucky is that we have tons and tons and tons of vegetables. Rarely do I see in Windsor or in the States any side road places to buy food. And if you were out in Kingsville-Leamington area, you could all the way down the street lined on both sides are greenhouses now, and tomatoes and peppers and zucchini and everything you can possibly think of. And it's a treat. We're so lucky that we have that because a lot of people don't, so that's nice. The improv, I don't know, I love it. I'm so lucky. A friend of mine, he has friends who did theater sports in Toronto and thought I would be good at something like that instead of doing stand-up comedy to do more group type stuff where, you know, something's thrown at you, because we do that in Toastmasters, Table Topics it's called, where they throw you a topic and you've got to take it and fly with it and go wherever you want, which is a bit of improv. And someone told me about the training center here, and the best way to break into an area, I would suppose, would be to get to know the business. And Second City made sense, because Windsor has a very small, sad little drama place. And I don't know where I want to go. I love writing, so I'm learning about the writing. I'm just going to suck it all up like a sponge, because in my past, I've never really thrown myself into something, and I want to do it with this.